still more will be given to you. For his friends, that is the constant desire of Christ. Still more will be given. It is the constant stance of Christ before his friends. I want still more to be given to you. It's a constant, unchanging desire in Jesus. And this morning I offer three spiritual places where we actually experience that. The first is the place in which David is in today's reading. Yesterday, David said he wanted to build a house for God, the Ark of the Covenant. God told him through the prophet Nathan, no, I'm going to build you a house. I'm going to build you a kingdom. I did this for you and this for you and this for you, and I'm still going to do this for you and this for you and this for you. And in today's reading, David sits before God and says, who am I, Lord God, that you're so good to me? Now listen closely, people. One who lives in that place of being in awe of how good God is to him, God gives more. And then he's more grateful, and so God gives more. And he's more overwhelmed by how good God is, and God gives more. For the self-pitying, poor me, I'm a victim, it never happens. First spiritual place. The second is our beautiful saint, St. Thomas Aquinas. You all heard the story. It was witnessed by a sacristan toward the end of his life. Christ was speaking to Thomas through a crucifix and said, you have written well of me, Thomas. What do you want for your reward? And St. Thomas said in Latin, nothing but yourself, Lord. For one who lives in that spiritual place, Christ, I want you just so I can have you. More will be given. For one who wants a Santa Claus, it won't happen. But the more I live in the spiritual place of simply wanting Christ as my treasure and everything, more will be given. And then in today's gospel, this mystery Jesus is referring to, this hiddenness, what is hidden will be revealed. What is hidden will be revealed. Jesus is referring to the mystery of God that's in his flesh, that is hidden, but it will be revealed. And dear people, through baptism, that mystery is in ours. The mystery of God is hidden in our flesh, and anyone who lives in this spiritual place of Jesus, I want to be more aware of your presence in me, a greater awareness will be given. And then he'll want to have a greater awareness, and that will be given. Still more will be given. May God grant us the grace to fire our hearts to live in these places so that we can taste that beautiful, constant reality in Christ of giving more and more.